You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Guest on the line joining us from, I assume, Tamaki Makaurau. They've just released a new record, Empress Era, which sees them blend their traditional D&B roots and stylings with some jazz. It's really, it's something. I love it. It's so good. We have Tali here joining us from their house, from their bed, actually. Good morning to you. How are we?
Good morning. You're not supposed to tell people that. Everyone's supposed to think I've been up and exercising and doing
yoga.
At 6 a.m. Yeah. Sure.
We caught you doing Pilates. I'm so sorry. Oh, my goodness. How is Auckland at the moment? I hear there's a bit of a bad patch of weather heading it right now.
It's gloomy, hence me still being in bed. There's no need to get up and be all spry and energetic when it's gloomy outside. I'm hoping it turns and summer comes back because I'm not quite ready for it to be over.
Yeah, we didn't really get a summer down here, to be honest. So consider yourself lucky.
Yeah, I know. I feel for you.
Oh, it was absolutely brutal. You performed recently at the last Splore Festival, and they've been a huge supporter, having booked you every year they ran. Was it quite a bittersweet send-off this year?
Yeah, it absolutely was. You know, there's nothing quite as iconic as dancing on a stage under a massive pohutukawa tree with everybody in costume and lights and looking out to the sea and all the boats as the stars start to prick the sky.
Oh, man.
You know, like, it's just, it's goosebump inducing. And every time we've played, we've been lucky to play 8 times, this being our 8th time. And, you know, It was really bittersweet. I'm not going to lie. I had a bit of a cry at the end. And, I mean, you're going to, you know. Mm. I let go of a lot of, like, emotion that night. And, yeah, it was just incredible. Just incredible. So big love to Splore for always having us.
It's a shame I never got to go there. FOMO, that's the term, massive FOMO. This kind of brings into a larger question about the state of our festivals, though, because Splore's just finished. We know that Twisted Frequency is not doing too well. They're in a pretty tough spot, would you say?
Yeah, I mean, I can't really comment much on Twisted Frequency. I don't know the festival that well. I've never been, but I feel for any independent, cool boutique festival that is struggling. Mm. And if there's anything that we as artists or punters can do to help support those independent festivals, we absolutely should, because they are really the true lifeblood and essence of the culture of raving in Aotearoa.
It'd be a shame to see more of them go under. But you've just released this new record, Empress Era, which we'll talk about right now. Is it your 9th or 10th record?
So it's technically my 10th studio project, as in, like, it's a project that I've, like, recorded in the studio as an album or an EP. So yeah, it's my 10th. It's probably, I think it's like all up maybe my 8th album, like full length album. But I mean, I count all my projects because every single one of them requires a lot of time and dedication, you know. So it's around my 10th, maybe even 11th. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Wow, that's nuts. That's nuts. Does release day get any easier?
I mean, all the mahi's pretty much done up to this point now. It's just promo sort of from here on out, really. I am having a official vinyl premiere listening party next week at the amazing Kamuri Hi-Fi listening bar here in Auckland, which is a full vinyl bar, and you go down there and you have your cocktail and you listen to the album from start to finish. So that's exciting.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that's a little private thing I'm doing next week. And then just from here on out, it's just interviews and, you know, I've got some shows coming up and stuff. I'm playing at Symphony. I'm playing at DeVille in Nelson with Miss B coming up. And I've also, I'm on the bill for Liquid Lowdown's Charlie Bricks and QZB, which is happening in a couple of weeks' time. So, yeah, just promo.
That's dope. I want to congratulate you on selling out of the new vinyl as well, the gorgeous pink vinyl.
We're going to do another press, I think. So the initial run that we sold out of was just to get the album out. Like, you know, we did like this crowdfunding.
It was crowdfunding,
Yeah, through Holiday Records. They're amazing to work with. Such a really great local vinyl pressing company. So if people are out there want to do vinyl in Aotearoa, go to Holiday. They're so good. But basically, we had to sell a certain amount of units in order for the record to go to press, which we did. Mm-hmm. And then we sold out of that first run. But there is going to be more vinyl available to buy in the future, I'm hoping, because it seems like pretty popular nowadays. You know, everyone wants some vinyl.
Yeah, everyone's sick of digital libraries. They want that analog goodness. You know, they want to be able to feel the music. Anyway,
Exactly.
This is a silly question out of curiosity, but do you have any favorite impresses in mind when you think about Empress era?
I mean, not really. Empress for me is not so much the literal, like,
literal Empress. Historical political figure. Yeah,
it's more the vibe that the Empress gives off. So it's the sort of meaning behind it is it's a certain woman of a certain age stepping into a new realm of womanhood. You know, it's women that, you know, we've done our 20s and 30s and we're entering the 40s and 50s and 60s, you know. So it's this sort of technically the middle-aged woman, but there is so much empowerment at this period of your life, because a lot of us give zero F-U-C-Ks anymore. And it's sort of about taking control of one's life and reinventing one in a way, and what that new era of femininity looks like. So that's what the Empress era is.
I love that, man. Just out of wanting to share with you, you should definitely look into Wu Zetian, who is a really cool empress from China. From back in like the 7th century. She's amazing. But I really like that what you just said about, you know, being of a certain age, dipping into a certain vibe. And I wonder how that reflects on the cover, because the cover is a tiger on a throne with two little kitty cats on either side and some very tasteful flora. How do you think that represents all the themes of being in your Empress era?
I love talking about this cover because this is actually a hand-painted cover by one of my best friends, Samantha Spence. You can find her under Spence Illustration on Instagram. She and I talked about the concept of this cover, and it was inspired by another friend of ours, my friend Tom, who when I said to him I wanted to do something sort of maybe self-portrait-y for the cover, he was like, you know, why don't you choose an animal, like, if you're not, because I sort of said I don't really want to have my face on there, you know, so much. But he was like, why don't you choose an animal that you feel represents, like, the ultimate feminine power? And I was like, wow, yeah, the female tigress. Like, why not, you know? She runs the jungle, you know?
H-B-I-C.
Yeah. So, you know, the idea of drum and bass, jungle, you know, a queen or an empress on her throne. And then the cats were actually just a really sweet touch by Samantha. So the orange cat is my cat Fife, and the
calico cat.
Oh, I can't. The calico, thank you. The calico cat is her cat Tammy, and both our cats have passed away. So they're sort of like the spirit animals, I guess, that are guiding this empress on forward on her journey.
That's so beautiful. Was Fife named after Fife Dog from Tribe Called Quest?
Yes, he was.
Fife Cat. That's so good. Yeah, that's so good.
But it's spelled F-Y-F-E. So Fife Cat. But we used to call him Fife Dog because he was like a dog. He would follow me around. He knew how to sit. He knew commands. He played fetch with me. So yeah, he was Fife Dog.
Oh, what a sweetie.
My little angel.
Oh man, R.I.P. The album itself, sound-wise, features a whole lot of jazzy goodness. I mean, there's Nathan Haynes on the opener. There's horns on the actual on the title track, and then there's also some woodwind instruments on Young Daylight. What was your motivation for going for some jazz? Was it just a new territory that you hadn't conquered yet?
No, I mean, I wouldn't say it's jazz so much as it's sort of more inflections of, like, neo-soul, kind of with the hip-hop beats and the jungle breaks and then the live instrumentation. But, yeah, definitely jazz when it comes to, like, Nathan Haynes. But, I mean, jazz and soul music is forms of music that I have been deeply influenced by throughout my life, and that I have played with and touched on. You know, I've got this album Wolves, which has some inflections of both those genres. Also, you know, I've got an EP called Keta, which has that as well. So throughout a lot of my albums, even Future Dwellers, my last album, Future Dwellers, a lot of it has these sort of like orchestral elements or like live instrumentation. And that's because I originally started as a pianist, you know, playing live in cafes around Christchurch and performing with bands, and then getting into more sort of like orchestral stuff through my classical background and what that looks like in terms of like creating harmonies for horns and strings. So when I write this music, like a lot of the sort of orchestral elements, you hear the horns, the French horns, the tuba, the strings, that I've written all of that like on the keys, and with the classical background, like I know how to create harmonies and different lines, with the look that one day I want to perform my music live. And some of my past music I have performed live with like a string quartet on stage, but I'm always thinking like one day maybe I'll get to have a full orchestra, you know, a full brass section. So every time I write something, that's in the back of my head, how would this sound live?
I love that.
So that's why, yeah. And also, I know so many amazing musicians. You know, I've got Isdale on Empressera. I've got Gio Cito.
Jordan with a Y.
Jordan with a Y on the vocals, doing the R&B flavour. Nathan, yeah. So I just want to also reflect the cool people I know in my life.
Yeah, hell yeah. I did read that this is going to be released on selected platforms. Are you skirting Spotify with this release?
Well, I did skirt Spotify with my first two singles, but I cannot lie, the label that I'm on, Ranger Records, they're like a young label, new label, based in Australia, and they're run by a Kiwi. Their whole ethos is that they platform Australia and New Zealand music, drum and bass. And for them, it was like a little bit of a kick in the teeth when I was like, I don't want to put this on Spotify. I hate Spotify. And in the end, I have relinquished and put the whole album on there because it's really, it's not just about me. It's about them as well. And the majority of their listeners are drum and bass listeners who stream their music. So while I would encourage people to go to Bandcamp and buy it or Beatport or stream it via other avenues, I mean, all the streaming services are awful, aren't they? They're all shit. They don't do a lot for the artists. So if you really want to support this, I would encourage you to buy it. Buy it on Beatport or Bandcamp, please.
And keep an eye for that second pressing.
Yeah, exactly. Or get it on vinyl. But of course, if people want to stream it, they're going to stream it. And I'm not going to hate on anyone who streams it, because at the end of the day, listening to the music is one of the best things you can do. So,
Well, we're going to do that right now and play that opener track, I Feel Too Much, featuring Nathan Haynes. Thank you so much for coming on, Tali. I really appreciate it. Love this new record.
Thank you so much for always supporting, you know, you guys, you in particular as well, and the whole station. So supportive of my music and of course, Aotearoa music in general. So big ups to you and big ups to the Dunedin Massive.
Oh, thank you so much, Tali. I really appreciate that. I hope you have a great day and hope the weather doesn't get you too down.
Nah, man, I'm going out for lunch after this.
Nice.
A glass of champagne.
Hell yeah, I hope you get that English breakfast as well.
Thanks, brother.
Take care.
Take it
easy. See ya. Bye. All right, folks, that was MC Tali. We're talking to MC Tali about her new record, Empress Era, which is out wherever you find your music. We're going to play the track I Feel Too Much, featuring Nathan Haynes. Then we have a chat with Nick from Da 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 about their new song, Glass Ceiling. Here is Tali with I Feel Too Much, featuring Nathan Haynes. See you very soon.
Hello. Let me tell you a little story. A lot of rappers talk about growing up in the city, but I am made from the mud and the salt of the country, and I'd stand out on that long and lonely road.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.